a visual tour through the latest SimCenter 3D. SimCenter 3D is Siemens' simulation portfolio that lets users do 1D simulation, finite element analysis, FEA, computation fluid dynamics, CFD, and multiphysics, as well as perform testing and data management. SimCenter 3D, a product within the SimCenter portfolio, is a unified, scalable, open, and extensible environment for performing traditional simulation. For finite element analysis and multibody dynamics, SimCenter links to design data, allows geometry editing, associative simulation modeling, and multidiscipline solutions. SimCenter 3D handles many different types of problems, including structural, acoustics, flow, thermal, motion, electromagnetics, composites, and additive manufacturing process. Users can also do design space exploration. The latest release of SimCenter 3D introduces several enhancements. Rotating masses. SimCenter 3D rotor dynamics simulation was previously linear, but SimCenter 3D 2020.1 adds nonlinear connection elements. NVH Composer Block Interface. A new noise, vibration, and harshness NVH Composer in SimCenter 3D provides a 2D network diagram that defines the full vehicle assembly as blocks, representing subassemblies, with connections between them. This will allow for full vehicle FEA models made from subassemblies such as automotive body in white, door, suspension, and more. Flutter simulation. The flutter of wings in an aircraft is an unstable oscillation caused by fluid structural interaction, FSI. It can bring the plane down. With this release of SimCenter 3D, users can perform aeroelastic flutter analysis using SimCenter Nastran. With SimCenter 3D, you can add Mach number, altitude, and other parameters, or use International Standard Atmosphere, ISA, definition parameters to determine them, to the simulation model to perform a flutter analysis. The analysis model is associative to the design geometry and will update automatically with any geometry change so that users can see how geometry changes will affect results. Two-way fluid structure interaction. Fluid flow interaction, where fluid flow affects a structural component, the flow would distort the wing. When this occurs, the analyst has to realize that the distorted wing would have a different airflow and would then have to run the simulation again with the distorted wing and the new airflow. The process would need to be repeated until the distortions became marginal. It was an iterative process. With SimCenter 3D 2020.1, the results of the fluid and structure simulations are fed back to each other so the process, once started, iterates on its own automatically. Modeling acoustics with rays. High-frequency acoustics modeling using boundary elements or finite elements produces a lot of elements, making the method impractical for large assemblies, this version of SimCenter 3D introduces modeling high-frequency acoustics with rays, as if they were rays of light, which is a more economical use of computer resources. Design space exploration with margins of safety. Letting the computer generate designs can produce hundreds, even thousands, of variations. That can be too many to look through. The new version of SimCenter 3D shows the minimum margin of safety in each variation, allowing design variations to be ranked by a single number, rather than by evaluating shapes that are too similar to each other. Motion parameters. Correlating test and simulation. By integrating data management, SimCenter 3D can correlate testing and analysis. Pre-test planning with the model in SimCenter 3D will help engineers in determining the best location for sensors and exciters on their physical models. Determining operating forces at connections or attachments is important for transfer path analysis, TPA. Test teams can capture these forces through measurement and share the data with analysts. SimCenter 3D can compute loads to be used for NVH analyzes from the physical test measurements, which helps ensure the proper loading data. The Abaqus connection. Cyclic symmetry simulation, which is used for structural modeling of rotating systems such as for blades and discs in turbine engine systems, has been supported by SimCenter Nastran Solver. With this release, SimCenter 3D adds support for cyclic symmetry with a connection to the Abaqus Solver environment. In addition to being able to set up the cyclic boundary conditions in the pre-processing steps, users can post-process an Abaqus ODB file to plot contour and animation results for a single sector or any number of sectors.